Today, indulge in an exquisite culinary masterpiece. Begin with artisanally aged nut puree, delicately spread across a golden brioche, harmonizing with a velvety reduction of sun-kissed Concord grapes. Each layer meticulously stacked for optimal flavor, delivering a symphony of sweet and savory notes, culminating in a nostalgic yet elevated and decadent experience. And the best part? It's peanut butter and jelly day. Celebrate with the sandwich that proves fine dining is just a pantry away.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Welcome to April 2nd.
April 2nd?
Major national holiday today. Yes. National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
I know you love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
What? It is peanut butter and jelly time.
Peanut butter, meat jelly.
Today it's time for the PB&J to shine.
Ta-da! Peanut butter!
The perfect PB&J.
Happy National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
Yep. Al, how do you get the live show and our feature channel? Which, by the way, the feature channel is 24/7, 365, chock full of peanut butter and jelly. Bananas on the side. No, it's modern alternative, new music when it's still new, plus vintage goodness that that you love. That's all on the channel 24/7, 365. And then our show is the morning show, mid-morning show on that channel as well. You can get the live show and the feature channel on the Alexa device by simply enabling the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and will she? Yes, I think she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You just enable the skill one time, and then every time you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can find the Mike Show VA. Search that on pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or you can go to our website, Radio434.com, and click on the Mike Show channel, and it'll give you a link to the podcast. It's our virtual time machine. You can go back in time and listen to every episode that that we've ever done anytime you want. On demand, right at your ear holes. And then we also do a video simulcast of the show on Facebook Live, and that you can find at The Mike Show VA. If you haven't liked us, like us a long time, at The Mike Show VA. All right, coming up on today's program, it's the Hump Day Edition. Of course, we've got your five random facts. Of course, we got your stupid criminals in the news. And this is a frightening statistic. One in seven people have fallen asleep at the wheel. I said have fallen asleep at the wheel. I know. Now, one good piece of news, I guess. The newer cars, the better their technology gets. And I'm not talking the self-driving, but I am talking, like, for instance, we do a lot with CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. It's pretty much our car dealership, our exclusive car dealership sponsor. But the Honda vehicles, you know, they've got the Honda Sensing, right? They've got the Lane Keep Assist. They've got the braking assist. That if you know, if you for whatever reason either fall asleep or don't see, you know, something in front of you, or somebody darts out in front of you, or a deer or something, it'll actually stop your car for you, which is all fantastic. So I really would like to see, you know, like the crash and injury and fatality statistics, you know, maybe 10 years into the future, after all these vehicles have been out rolling around for, you know, maybe the past 20 years or almost 30 years. But the statistic still remains. And this is the poll was conducted for Distracted Driving Month. And wow, one in seven people falling asleep behind the wheel. So we're going to talk about that. Plus, of course, we did a top list. Top terrible things we all do in the privacy of our own cars. All right, that's all on the way. What else? No, I mean all the other stuff. So, and this portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Earlier today, I didn't fall asleep, but instead chose to close my eyes and enjoy my own soothing internal narrative. The hypnotic quality of my voice plays on a never-ending loop inside of my head. Whether I'm reading an ATM receipt, the application instructions on a tube of Preparation H, or contemplating the consistency of the last dump I took, through my voice, I have found the true joy in my life.
Today's show is dedicated to the guy driving in front of you, taking his sweet time. Because it's not like you have anywhere to be in 5 minutes.
Nope, not at all. It's the Mike Show. Hi, everybody. So glad you could join us. What is today? Wednesday? Yeah. All right. So according to this, a poll for Distracted Driving Month found that one in seven people have fallen asleep behind the wheel before. Yeah. I mean, that's frightening. 14% admitted it's happened at least once. Here are the top four things that we can do to stay awake. Let's do these from the bottom up. Number four on the list, talk to somebody on the phone. 28% of those surveyed said they do that. Roll down a window or blast the AC. I've done that. 58%. Crank the radio. That's number two on the list. 62% of us do that. See, the sound of my grating voice will keep you alive. Drink something with caffeine. That's number one on the list. 63% of us do that when they're feeling tired or when you're feeling tired behind the wheel. And bonus, 59% said they do pull over to rest sometime, which is really what you should do. So that brings us to our top list. With 14% of us admitting that we've fallen asleep while driving. Well, since we're being honest, let's fess up about all the other awful things we do behind the wheel. Like anything from today's list, it's our top list today. Top terrible things we all do in the privacy of our own cars. All right, here we go. Number one, I'm going to ding these off. Sing along to We Built This City. Drop obscenities that will make a character from a Martin Scorsese movie blush after somebody cuts us off. It was really clunky. Top terrible things we all do in the privacy of our own cars. Drive with our knees so we can scroll the interwebs. Top terrible things we all do in the privacy of our own cars. Check out our nostrils in our rearview mirror. Top terrible things we all do in the privacy of our own cars. Scream, there go my nuts, every time we hit a pothole. Well, that probably wouldn't be top terrible things we all do, because not everybody has, anyway. Terrible things.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. Sorry. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Top terrible things we all do in the privacy of our own cars. Tailgate student drivers, just because they're scared and vulnerable. Top terrible things we all do in the privacy of our own car. Get a secret just for the car order of fries when we bring home McDonald's. Yeah. Top terrible things we all do in the privacy of our own cars. Emit the kind of smells that would evacuate a cattle farm. It's the Mike Show. Man, oh man.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Probably. Or there we go. That's the one. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, speaking of cars, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is National Walking Day, or as most Americans know it, Wednesday. Scientists unearthed a buried city in Egypt. They're asking for money to finish the excavation, but be wary, it could be a pyramid scheme. Fun fact, treadmills were used in the early 1800s as a way to punish prisoners. Unlike today, when treadmills are mostly used to hang clothes. And NFL owners are talking about having an 18-game season. The Kansas City Chiefs want to first see if that works with Taylor Swift's schedule. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really happy that you're here. Taking a look at the tower cam position number 4 at the river. And you notice things are greening up really, really nice now. And the pollen is just everywhere. It's kind of gloomy today. I did not check the forecast because we don't have a meteorologist anymore, and I didn't ask the Alexa device. And I didn't check in with my good old buddy George. So, you know, it is what it is. Whatever happens today happens. Okay. Yesterday, April Fool's Day. And you know, we did one or two little things. I don't think we ever put as much real effort into it like we could. And my daughter my baby child, who typically she always goes out of her way to get me. Okay. This year, she's just so darn busy. She's in a play. She's got rehearsal. She's got school. She's a big girl now. And she did nothing. Emphasize that with sound. She did nothing. And I was really looking forward to it. But Kate from the United Way, who she might as well be our oldest daughter, because she's always at the house and she's always eating our food, although she's always invited to eat our food. She's welcome anytime, Kate. Kate got me yesterday. She actually got me twice. The United Way is a sponsor of our show because we do things to help them out with their events and things like that. We wouldn't just take money from a nonprofit, for any other reason, but, we do a lot with them. They've been a partner of ours for years. Well, anyway, so our check was ready, and usually that's when anybody says, oh, yeah, your check's here. We're like, yay! All right. So she texted me and she said, hey, are you at the studio? I said, yes. And she said, well, I'll be there in 20 minutes. I have your check. And I went, oh, cool. And then she texted me back, April Fools. I'm like, oh, man. So I actually waited around for 20 minutes just to see if she would show up. And she did. So I waited for the... Yeah, no, but I waited the 20 minutes just to see if she was April Foolsing the actual thing, if that makes any sense. In my brain, it makes sense. I might not be telling it correctly, but she got me once by saying April Fools. And then I thought, well, maybe she's saying April Fools, and that's the April Fools. And it was. So she got me twice, actually. All right. Anyway, but what did other people and what did brands? These are specifically like companies and brands did these things. I think we got like 10 of them. These are pranks. Hidden Valley Ranch flavored soda was a prank. The brand Olipop announced 4 fake varieties: Classic Ranch, Garlic Ranch, Hot Honey Ranch, and Jalapeno Ranch Soda. Now, a few diehard ranch lovers were very sad to find out it was a prank. I would be too. I love ranch. I wouldn't drink a soda, but Yahoo's, I'd drink a beer. Oh, I'd drink a ranch-flavored beer. Yes, yes. We had the Pickle Jalapeno Sour at Ballad Brewing. And I absolutely, positively loved it. It was...
what a delicious task that is. Yes.
Yes, it was. It was just absolutely, positively delicious in small quantities. Okay? I had small samples of it, and that was good. I got a pint of it, and by the end, that was rough.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Probably. Yahoo came out with a touch grass keyboard. They posted a video of a keyboard with grass growing out of each key, and they claimed it immediately sold out. And that was a fake. I said a fake product. Some of the best April Fool's stunts pulled by brands this year: cat poop scented candle. A pet tech company called Whisker announced a candle called Cat Poo Number 2. Now, by the way, it is real, but it actually doesn't smell like a litter box. It's rose scented. An electric shaver for your butt.
In the buttock. So.
Yes, literally. Dude Wipes teamed up with Manscaped for the Dude Man, a shaver with a cone-shaped attachment so you could really get in there. Wait a minute. Let me see if there's a picture of it. Holy moly. Okay. I have to pull this up. Why isn't it opening? Why isn't it opening? It's not opening. All right. So but I can share the page. It just isn't opening directly on the picture. All right, but there it is. That's frightening. But what if it was used for something else?
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
The dude man. What else? What were some of the other ones real quick? An entire outfit meant for cleaning your glasses. The site Glasses USA claimed they were launching a line of clothing made entirely out of microfiber cloth because, well, that's how everybody cleans their glasses anyway. Mood matching lingerie.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. Bras and panties that change colors like a mood ring. The lingerie brand Journal was behind it. Wine-stained furniture. Josh Sellers claimed they were launching a line of stylish modern couches and chairs with built-in wine stains, so you don't have to worry about it when you add more. Duolingo World Cruises, they claimed they were partnering with Carnival Cruise Line for a 5-year cruise to help you learn 40 different languages. You know, there are some people that might actually do that. Raising Cane's skin moisturizer, they got Cardi B to do a fake review for a new skincare product based on their signature sauce, Raising Cane. She claimed it smelled just like chicken. And then finally, chocolate bread. Reese's claimed they were selling it for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. By the way, today's peanut butter and jelly day. People were disappointed that chocolate bread wasn't real, at least from Reese's. There you go. All right, coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. This portion of our broadcast, though, speaking of bread, is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The weather is heating up, which means that baseball season is as well. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats on Tuesday, April 8th for our opening day extravaganza as the team kicks off the 2025 campaign against the visiting Kannapolis Cannonballers. Gates will open an hour before first pitch, and the fun will continue all night long. Tickets are on sale now, so get yours today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep. That time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, Cleopatra was not actually Egyptian. She was the last pharaoh of Egypt. But ethnically, she was a Macedonian Greek, believed to have descended from one of Alexander the Great's generals. Number two, the term gypsy was created because people thought they were from Egypt. Gypsy? They weren't. They were actually from northern India. Number three, hurricanes spin counterclockwise in the northern hemisphere and clockwise in the southern hemisphere because of a phenomenon called the Coriolis. Is that the Coriolis effect?
Coriolis effect.
I got it right. Coriolis effect.
Coriolis effect.
I said that. She's irritated. And so what is the Coriolis effect exactly? I want to do a deeper dive on this one. Simple terms. The invisible force that appears to deflect the wind is the Coriolis effect. The Coriolis effect applies to movement on rotating objects. I wanted a simpler, in simple terms. Here we go. Because the Earth rotates on its axis, circulating air is deflected toward the right in the northern hemisphere and toward the left in the southern hemisphere. That's what it is. All right. Was that number three? I don't know. Let's play some music. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. And back to this. Number four. The following people have all killed someone in a car accident. Okay. Laura Bush, Matthew Broderick, Keith Moon, Rebecca Gayhart, Caitlyn Jenner, Brandy, Vince Neil, Venus Williams, and Howard Hughes, just to name a few. And then number five, we call actors' parts roles because in the 17th century in France, they would get their scripts on rolls of paper. Oh, and those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep. The Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition hump day. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them somewhere. I think they should go in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required, and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. The National Ice Board would like you to know something, just in case you see one of their trucks that say ice on the side.
Lately, ice has taken a bad rap. Here at the National Ice Board, we want to make sure Americans know the difference between ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and good old-fashioned frozen water.
ICE!
We put the cold in your drink. Some refrigerators dispense us automatically.
ICE!
Won't put your neighbors in the clink if they may or may not be here legally.
ICE!
We don't hunt down no immigrants. We preserve organs for life-saving transplants. We like to party, keep your white claws cool. Won't invade your classroom, rip your kids out of school.
ICE!
Without us, there'd be just cream. Bowls of warm flavored cream.
ICE!
Paid for by the National Ice Board.
Mm-hmm. Best thing I've heard all day. All right, let's go to viral videos. The Cubs and the Athletics game Monday night had a brief delay when someone flew a drone onto the field. It flew so low. How low did it? It flew so low, the A's bat boy just grabbed it out of the air and stuck the neck of a bat in its propellers. The neck of a bat in the propellers. Oh, okay. Here, listen to this.
Craig Counsell's out talking to the home plate umpire in Adrian Johnson. They're looking out something got onto the field.
I think there may have been a question about the drone. And I think we've got a airspace invader. There it is. They got it. Stewie Thalbum to the rescue. Do it, Stu. Stu says, watch your fingers, bud. I'm a pro. Watch your lips, Stu. Goodness.
The game was only delayed a few minutes, and then the Cubs continued to murder the A's, 18-3. The A's now play in Sacramento while they wait for their new stadium in Las Vegas. All right. Let's see. What is this? Skip that. A fake trucking company stole 80,000 pounds of beef from a Tennessee meatpacking plant last week. We should have done this in Stupid Criminals. But anyway, it's worth around $350,000. The authorities are still looking for the thieves and the meat.
Where's the beef?
I don't know. I want that one. I'm saving it. I'm saving it. Where's the beef? I'm saving it. I'm doing it. Can't stop me. Sorry for the delay, guys. Here we go. A 76-year-old woman in Pennsylvania is desperately searching for a winning lottery ticket. Come on, guys. Worth $2.5 million.
Nice beavers.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
76. She thinks she left it in the pocket. She's 70. There she. She thinks she left it in the pocket of a jacket she donated to the Vietnam Veterans of America. Here is Mildred Simon Alito. I can't pronounce that. Talking about what had happened to her winning ticket.
I was stupefied. I was. There's no words for it. It was like beyond expression. How can I get it back?
Oh my. Sad news in Hollywood. Val Kilmer died yesterday. He was 65, only 65. He had been battling throat cancer since 2016. He starred in dozens of movies, including both Top Gun movies. Here he is as Iceman, trading barbs with Tom Cruise in the 1986 original.
You can be my wingman anytime. Holy you can be mine.
You know, in the first one, I really rallied hard for him to make the movie.
You're everyone's problem.
And the kind of talent that he has, and you see that scene, it's very special. This is very special.
And that's Tom Cruise on how strongly he felt about getting Val the 2022 sequel, Top Gun Maverick. Let's see. Skip that. Do we want to do this one? Yeah, it's only 24 seconds. Val Kilmer would step into the Batman costume after Michael Keaton. Here's Val with Jim Carrey as the Riddler in a scene from the 1995 Batman Forever.
Wait. I have a riddle for you.
Really?
Tell me.
I see without seeing. To me, darkness is as clear as daylight. What am I?
Please! You're as blind as a bat!
Exactly.
Let's see. What's this one? All right. This one's only 30 seconds. Throat cancer robbed Val Kilmer of his voice. So in 2021, he worked with a software company to recreate his voice using archived recordings. It turned out to be very impressive, by the way. Here, listen.
I was struck by throat cancer. After getting treated, my voice as I knew it was taken away from me. People around me struggle to understand me when I'm talking. But despite all that, I still feel I'm the exact same person. Still the same creative soul. The soul that dreams ideas and stories constantly. But now I can express myself again. I can bring these dreams to you and show you this part of myself once more. A part that was never truly gone.
Scroll. Let's do this. I know, it kind of sucks. You're doing a death story, and then you go to a comedian. But we wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Since today is Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, here's comedian Greg Warren on what he used to do for a living.
So I didn't used to do this. Like I sold Jif. I sold Jif peanut butter, right? Yeah, yeah. There's a reason why we're doing this special in Lexington, Kentucky. Jif is made here. Yeah. Jif is the best peanut butter, okay? It's the best peanut butter. Our motto was choosy moms, choose Jif. Choosy moms, not all moms, okay? Let's say maybe your mom who drinks in the afternoon and goes to the casino and forgets to pick up your kids from school. If that's the case, by all means, buy Peter Pan, okay? That's a better product for you, all right? Like, Peter Pan, come on. Their mascot is a boy who refused to grow up. Maybe he couldn't grow up because he was malnourished because he was eating that garbage peanut butter named after a cartoon character. Peter Pan can fly because he has hollow bones. There's no nutrients in Peter.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and go ahead firmly, give it a tug. You can tug it several times. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news, and then we've got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
That was premature. Time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. All right. It's just fired off. So if you're at a pawn shop in the middle of the country and there's an entire meat department, this might explain it. A fake trucking company, we told you about this before, stole 80,000 pounds of beef from a Tennessee meatpacking plant last week. If that sounds like a lot, it is. The authorities say it's worth around $350,000. The meat was supposed to go out to customers, but the shipping coordinator subcontracted it to go to a company called List Trucking Sales, which was not a legit business, and no one checked out the drivers who picked it up. It's unclear what the thieves plan to do with all that meat. They still haven't been caught, and the meat hasn't been found. It seems like there's a black market for everything, and with the price of meat right now, and the price of anything right now, there's probably a good chance that the meat has already been sold off to somebody. After all, this would be an elaborate scheme to pull off without having a plan for a meat for the meat ahead of time. They would have to, wouldn't they? Wouldn't you think? Anyway, do we have sound on this?
Where's the meat?
Sorry, we used that already. All right. Is there another one? Is there another story? We have good news. That's coming up. We did all the showbiz. We did that one. Nope. We like to give you the good news during this segment because there is so much stupidity. both of these, there's two about dogs. We'll do them both. NYPD officers pulled a tiny dog from the East River on Sunday and saved her life. They described the water as cold and pretty rough. Last we heard, they were still trying to track down the owner. Here's Katie Hansen of Animal Care Centers in New York City. New York City! Talking about the rescue.
They saw it on surveillance camera, went in and rescued the dog, wrapped her up in a blanket because she was cold. She was in the water. And then they brought her here. And so the first thing we did is check for a microchip. Then we did a quick medical exam just to make sure that there was nothing acutely wrong with her.
Let me see. I want to check something real quick. Dang it. All right, fine. I don't have it. Let's do the other story. It's about a miniature wiener dog in Australia has somehow survived 18 months in the wild. She ran off while her owners were camping on Kangaroo Island near Adelaide in November of 2023. They're still trying to catch the dog, but she should be heading home soon. Here's Jared, one of the Kangala team members, talking about trying to capture and rescue the pup.
Fantastic news off the bat. We have seen her. We've managed to narrow down the search area to one specific point where we can feed Valerie. We've got cameras in place. We can monitor her. She's looking really healthy. And from here on forward, it's just little steps, and we'll continue to work away to get her more comfortable.
Okay, so she's been in the wild for 18 months. Obviously knows how to hunt, can forage for food on its own. What the heck are they going to do when they get it back? Anyway, well, that's the good news. The good news is brought to you by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they've got their United Way 5K on the Runway.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
All right. And I was informed by Dr. Rick Jaminet, who is my chiropractor. I was informed by Dr. Rick that I was incorrect about something. I was incorrect. Probably should be something more like this. There we go. I was wrong.
you idiot!
I know. Apparently, the runway is not as flat as it appears to be, and not as flat as I have made it sound to be. So, runners, keep this in mind. There are some ups and downs to the taxiway. However, I think that this statement is accurate. I think it is probably one of the flattest races you could ever run in Lynchburg. Is that correct, Rick? We'll find out later. I'm going to see Dr. Rick Jaminet today for an appointment. My sciatica is probably, and I don't want to jinx it, but it is about 89.5% and would you call it in remission? I don't know. But it's about 89% subsided. And honestly, if I were to go to, any other doctor or therapist, I have been told that I could be on medication for months and even longer. And no medication whatsoever, none. I started with just a little bit of ibuprofen. I'm not even taking ibuprofen now to alleviate any symptoms whatsoever. The symptoms are just gone. At least 89% of the symptoms are gone through chiropractic care. So I recommend and endorse Dr. Rick Jaminet at Timberlake Chiropractic. And if you are suffering from anything that I had been suffering from, sciatica, any kind of aches and pains, you know, even things that you might not necessarily attribute. It doesn't have to be back. It could be anything related to the spine. You will be amazed at how well you will feel by having some chiropractic adjustment. So and just check it out. Check out Dr. Rick Jaminet, Timberlake Chiropractic. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.